President Obama has joined other world leaders and some Washington state figures, too, at the UN Climate Summit in Paris. More on that in a moment. For 2 weeks, 180-plus countries will try to hammer out an agreement to limit global warming. The BBC's science correspondent Rebecca Morel is in Paris.
What is quite different about this conference to the other conferences that have gone before? This is the 21st so-called COP, conference of the parties that we've had, is that before it's even started, each country has set out its climate pledges. So what each country plans to do to cut emissions, because really that's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to find a way to cut global emissions, to stop us moving into what scientists call a phase of dangerous climate change. Now, if you look at all of these pledges together, they don't quite add up to enough, and that's a bit of an issue.
The BBC's science correspondent, Rebecca Morel, there in Paris. As I mentioned, several officials from Washington State are there, including our governor, a city council member. We have KOW's environment reporter, Ashley Ahern, here. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Who all is there from our parts?
So we've got Governor Inslee. He's there. Mike O'Brien, our city councilman, is heading out tomorrow to attend the talks. We have the head of Seattle's Office of Sustainability, Jessica Finn Coven. And of course, Bill Gates made this big multi-billion-dollar clean energy fund announcement this morning as well. So Washington and Seattle are pretty well represented.
I definitely get why Bill Gates is there. Got it.
But
we all like to travel to Paris, Ashley, but this is a global summit. Why is it worth local tax dollars to send our folks there?
Well, first of all, Mike O'Brien did pay for himself to go. The city is paying for the head of sustainability to attend the talks. Increasingly, I think it seems that the action that we're going to see on climate change is going to happen at the local level. And so having local leaders there, sure, Mike O'Brien is not in the room. Governor Inslee is not in the room for these big international negotiations. But these are sort of the frontline foot soldiers for what actually might happen to limit our CO2 emissions, to reduce our global CO2 footprint as a state, really. So that's kind of I think they're sort of should be thought of as cutting edge and on the front line. And so going, and Mike O'Brien was talking to me a few minutes ago, actually, and he said, you know, I'm going to go to a panel with the city of Oslo, and they're doing a whole panel about electrifying their transportation grid. So these are kind of a transportation sector. So that's, you know, obviously some lessons to be learned for us here in Seattle. And so him being able to attend that talk, maybe there's some, you know, tips, you know, behind the scenes information that he can get from those other leaders internationally that are thinking about this stuff.
Okay, now I get it. So you said the action is at the local level. So remind us what action is happening at our local level on climate change?
Governor Inslee has been somewhat stymied in instituting a cap and trade system to limit CO2 emissions here in the state. But he did issue an executive order in July that basically empowered the State Department of Ecology to come up with a rule. And that's going to require a cap on emissions from the top emitters. These are polluters, emitters who emit more than 100,000 metric tons of CO2 each year. And that rule is expected out in the next couple weeks. So the timing is, I think, not accidental that we've got all this momentum in Paris, and the state, Governor Inslee is looking at his State Department of Ecology coming out with some real concrete, you know, next steps for what emitters here are going to be held to.
And as the BBC's science correspondent just told us a moment ago, limiting carbon emissions, that's the big kahuna.
That's the big thing.
KUOW's Earthfix reporter, environment reporter Ashley Ahern, thanks as always.
Thanks.